When the devil is all around, got you crawling on the ground, on your hands and your knees, with an apple in your mouth, you will know how far you'll go to make your peace with God.
I got wasted, and I sat around the fire all day, see if I could find someone to make love to. And I barely even noticed how the fibers did tear away from the fabric of my being. But nobody knows it like you.
All right. We're here. We're back. You remember us? It's me. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And yeah, you guys are in fact listening to the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show. How's it going, Carolyn?
I'm doing well.
Awesome. It is September, Carolyn. It's done.
I have no idea what happened.
It's done.
Last thing I remember is like Awesome Con back in April, and then I'm like May, June, July, August. I have no idea where a lot of that went.
Whatever it is, it's done.
And then now I'm like, what the heck? Like, kids are in school now.
What a furious summer that was. Just yeah. In and out.
And also, I have to say,
is summer over? Is it officially over? Is that what we're saying?
No, there's like, I think, a month left, technically, but the unofficial summer is like already been. I guess like that's Labor Day is the unofficial end of summer, but technically, calendar speaking, we still have like a month or so.
There you go. Just for you guys just tuning in, my name is Joe Carabay. I'm a filmmaker, a writer, a photographer, and also a musician at this point. Across from me is the wonderful, super talented, amazing cartoonist and designer, Carolyn Bolevsky. And you guys in the background listening to the new Shovels and Rope album or first single song off
yes.
of Swimming Time. The song is called...
I'm a fan of Shovels and Rope.
This song's called The Devil Is All Around. But yeah, summer is over. I love Shovels and Rope. But September, we're in it. We're in it to win it.
I will say, since the week... I guess last week or the week before, I can't remember. I guess it was last week, DC schools started and... this week, Virginia starts, and I have to say, I stayed off Facebook specifically today because I didn't want to see everybody's pictures of their kids on the porch at the bus stop.
It's funny because, like, I completely forgot that that's what's going to happen, and when I tuned into Facebook this morning, I was like, wow, there sure is a lot of kids here, and I was like, then I immediately, when I saw one... I remembered you saying that this happened last year, and I was like, well, screw this. Not saying everyone's kids.
The kids aren't the problem.
Yeah.
It's not the problem is that they're going to school. If anything, that's actually a positive thing, because at least the parents are looking after the kids. You know, like, at least they have a picture of their kid. They're happy that their kid went to school. They're proud. Maybe they're a little sad that the kid is starting school. And it's a growing pains type thing, which I don't
understand. It's a growing pains type thing?
Yeah, because like, parents, like, what if it's like... You know, I can't relate to it yet, but, you know, if you have your kid in the house and then all of a sudden it's like their first day of like full school, you know, you're going to have like a little bit of missing them, like kind of, you know, sending them off to college type deal.
Yeah.
Like on one hand, you're like, oh, cool. Now I have like some time to myself because my kid is growing up and can be in school all day.
Absolutely.
You know, but then on the other hand, it's like, oh, my baby is gone, you know?
Speaking of babies, it's the Carolyn's News time.
Is my news about babies?
I don't know.
Babies. Hey, baby. What's up? Are you going to see me at Baltimore Comic Con this weekend with Joe? Yeah.
I hope so. Or you can see me by myself on the Friday.
Joe will be all by his lonesome on Friday, this coming Friday, September 5th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. And I think VIPs get in an extra hour earlier, so maybe they start at noon.
Maybe.
Curl Studio is at table A136 in Artist Alley, and I will be joining Joe on September 6th and 7th, which is this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday, And Saturday hours are from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So, you know, you get a large chunk of time there. And we're at the Baltimore Convention Center for, of course, Baltimore Comic Con. Yes. If you go to curls-studio.com, you'll be able to check all of our stuff. And we have a map, so you can easily find us. We have a show floor map. And again, we're at table A136. Baltimore Comic Con. Wouldn't miss it for the world. And also, I will say, the following weekend, I can't believe it, we have another show, Small Press Expo, and that is September 13th and 14th. This is a Saturday and Sunday show, and we will be there at table H10, y'all. Definitely check us out at Small Press Expo the following Saturday. We will be there.
Exclusive time.
Exclusive.
It feels like an exclusive. It's like, no, you can only catch us on this day. That's just,
yes.
That should be how we promote it.
Yes.
Catch us only on Saturday. Because you know how like all the special people, like the Frank Millers, will be just like, only can catch them on Saturday.
For 15 minutes.
I actually think that's what I'm going to promote it as. Only can catch Curls. No? Is that not a good idea?
And maybe it is, and maybe it isn't.
I see my executive shaking their head
but
no.
But we will be at Baltimore for sure. Friday,
all
Saturday,
days.
And Sunday.
Maybe I can do
and
something
the
special.
Weekend.
Should I do something special for that Friday?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
I have no idea.
I mean, truthfully, I think it's going to be a light day, but I have heard of a couple of people that are going to be there on Friday only because they were busy with other stuff, and they, you know, they can check out the show, like, I guess more freely all the lines and all that.
Are there any big guests there on Fridays or just Saturdays?
I'm not sure. I mean, I really don't know. I have no idea what to expect, but I know it's not like a preview day.
It's an actual day?
So yeah, it's an actual day. So I feel like people will be going around. It
Why
might
not
be, you know, it's obviously not going to be as big as Saturday, but, you know, people make vacations out of it. Like people that, you know, maybe they don't have children and they're like, oh, I'll go for all 3 days, you know?
Maybe,
like,
I can see if I can have a sidekick that day. Let's see.
Definitely.
I don't know who, I have no friends, so I don't know what the sidekick will be.
Who's your friend?
I don't know. I don't know who my friends are.
What I wanted to
I don't know what my friends are. Is that sad?
You have friends.
Do I really have friends or do I just have people I work with? It's that weird situation now.
You have friends, man. You have a friend in me. That's
you
what I learned in Toy Story. You have a friend in me, but I can't make it on Friday. Are you upset about that?
Yeah. Sad.
I can't turn down a paycheck.
I mean, I have to, but it's all right.
Oh, really? Are you really turning down a gig to be there on Friday?
I mean, they pop up at short notices, but, you know, I keep to my word. The first thing booked is always the first thing booked, so.
Yeah. It's hard, those three-day shows. Like.
Yeah, but see, like, for these things, these are personal things, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, for New York Comic Con, like, the Thursday, I don't know, really. I mean, I guess it's good to have, like, that setup time. But even in Artist Alley, like, a lot of people aren't even there on that Thursday. People are still coming into town. It's just, like, a setup day.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the main hit is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
But also, I feel like if I'm coming into town, go into town.
Go to town, man.
Go to town.
But at least you can, like, get everything set up on Friday.
Yeah. Take me, like, 30 minutes. And
what are you going to do the whole day? Like, are you going to have people come by? Everybody should come this Friday at Baltimore Comic Con.
There must be some sort of project that I can do on this, you know, whenever, how many days, it's, you know, however long it's going to take, and, you know, this Friday, first day of Baltimore Comic Con, something, I have to do something.
What will happen?
We'll find out. I'm excited to see what's going to happen. Who knows?
What if something major happens and you're there to, like, witness it or be a part of it directly?
There must be something. There must be somebody out there. Maybe I'll bring a booth babe on that one day to see
you
what
should.
It is.
You should, totally. Because you work with models a lot.
And I'll be like, you want to hang out at a convention this whole day and just do nothing?
Just bring, like, this ultimate, like, sexy girl and have her wear, like, nothing. And then be like, hey, guys, check out.
Guess what?
Check it out.
I have a half-naked booth babe here for absolutely no reason but just to hang out.
Just
come
to
by.
Hang out.
If you want to talk
come by
to her,
take a picture with her.
If you want to talk to her, you have to buy a book first. That would be so awesome. And then we have no more books the rest of the day.
Yeah. I think you should do that.
Maybe I should try doing that.
We haven't had like a direct Boof Bay, but we did have Amber Love at our table at New York Comic Con a couple years ago for like a couple hours.
Yeah.
But we weren't like really promoting her like as a Boof Babe. We were promoting her as a cosplayer and model type thing. But it wasn't like, oh, check out like, you know, boobs in your face.
So I mean, I guess like, I gotta choose who do I have that would be boobs in the face worthy then.
I mean,
that'd be so strange.
But it's like we were promoting her like as a name rather than like just being like boobies.
Should I advertise this? Should I be like, Joe's looking for a model just to hang out at Baltimore Comic Con on Friday only? Or should I go and get to my list first and then advertise it?
Go do whatever you want to do. I think
do what you want to do. Do what you want to do.
You can always promote it as like it's exposure for you.
Yeah, I gotta make it into some sort of project at least.
Yeah, I mean, why don't you do it like a scientific project? Be like, if you want to have interaction with her, you have to buy a book.
Must buy a book.
You could have a kissing booth.
I only have one pass. Because it'll be your pass, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can only have one person. I was be like, what if I have like a whole smorgasbord of models there? But I only have one pass.
That'd be funny special. If like Mark walked by and he's like, what's going on here?
I was like, what are you talking about? Carolyn looks different to you?
He's like, she looks different.
It's like, oh yeah. We need to have you more often, Joe. That's gonna have to, how it's going to be.
You should be like, Carolyn got replaced.
Yeah,
this is my new girl.
This is our new illustrator.
What do you think of that? But no, like seriously, like today I knew I wasn't actually like clamoring to go on to Facebook, but I did all my promotion earlier because I did a Curls comic strip, so I was promoting that on Monday, late in the day on Labor Day, and then I finally realized I was like, oh, I gotta promote it tomorrow morning, and because like everyone's going back to school. Then I was like, you know what? It's not even worth promoting because I don't want to see the back-to-school people on the Facebook. And like I said...
That's why you got to do it from the Instagram. And that means you get sent to your Twitter, your Facebook, your Tumblr, and your all the stuff I just listed without you having to look at them.
What I'm getting at, though, also...
The key to that.
Also is... that is a key to part of it. But, you know, I was like... I don't know. Like, on one hand, I really do, like, at least respect the parents. They have love for their kids, and they're with their kids, and they're supporting them going to school and buying, you know, tons of clothes and all whatever else people buy now. I heard that, like, people are spending thousands of dollars on, like, cool backpacks and
thousands gear. Of dollars on cool backpacks?
Yeah, not just on the backpack. It's, like, the whole package. It's, like, basically, like, back to school, you get a new haircut, you get... new clothing. I've heard of kids that get a whole new wardrobe. Not just like...
I mean, I'm not like, lying. That's a great feeling. It is a new year. It's a new day and love to have a new outfit before
that
day starts.
Well, I know that kids like grow and stuff. Like, I get that. But I get that.
I understand that there's a growing process
I understand
process
that you
kids.
Need new clothes. But the other thing is, like, from what I remember maybe getting like a couple shirts and a pants or something, you know?
That is
but
a new ensemble.
But no. There are children out there that get a whole new closet full of clothes. Like, everything new.
But what happens to all the old stuff?
They either donate to a younger sibling or a family friend, or it goes to Goodwill.
Family friend.
I've heard of people, like, passing down baby clothes like that. They're like, oh, we don't need these anymore. Little Jimmy got bigger. You want all his old clothes? And then
little Jimmy got bigger.
People, like, just recycle it through the friend circle. But basically, like... I'm not trying to be against parents or the children, because I think it is a healthy thing. It's just that I don't want to see the bragging about it. Like, yes, everyone's going to school. It's the same reason why, like, in the senior yearbook, I don't know if other counties or other schools do this, but in Northern Virginia, I guess, there is, like, this whole senior yearbook thing, and for fundraising for the price of the yearbook, a lot of seniors buy an actual, or their parents buy an ad in the back, and it's like, oh, little Jimmy, you've grown up so fast. Now you're off to college. We love you, little Jimmy. Love mom and dad. It's like, or little poems like, oh, she's a free spirit. Let her be and go off into the world and fly, little Jimmy. You know, like, or little Jessica flying around. You know, like...
Is that the opposite of Jimmy?
I don't know. It's Jessica? The first J name I could think of.
Never thought Jamie or
little,
anything like
little
that?
Little Jamie. Well, Jamie could be a guy name, though. Well,
that's true.
So, like, little Jimmy and little Jessica, fly, spread your wings and fly. The world is your oyster. Like, it's like all those... poetic things. And then there's also like those parents that find like an embarrassing photo of everyone as a baby, like, I don't know, wearing a diaper and like having spaghetti all over their face. Nuts. With a giant meatball hanging out of their mouth.
Yeah.
It's like embarrassing photos and they're like, congrats little Jimmy, you did it. Love mom and dad.
You're carrying the little Jimmy gimmick longer than they actually
longer
carry
than our truth.
Yeah,
but the thing is like, I get it, and I know that people are proud, but I even told my parents, like, in high school, I was like, don't get me one of those senior ads, like, save whatever. It was, like, $200, I feel like. It was definitely over $100 or something to be like, oh, little Jimmy, and, like, I was like, I don't want to have that type of praise. I already know that my parents love me, and I don't want
Wait,
them spending
at that,
money.
At that age, did you?
Yeah.
Well, some people
senior.
Don't. Some people don't.
No, seriously, I knew. I was like, my parents love me. I don't need like a $200 ad to let them know that they love me. You know, like, they're
$200? Sending... That's genius.
I don't know. It was like, it was expensive. It might have been even more. They had different sizes. They had full page, half page. You know, it's like advertising. It's a fundraiser for the yearbook. But like, what grates on my nerves is like, yeah, it's fun, you know, and those families like love each other, supposedly. But it's like... I don't know. I just feel like there is like this undertone of bragginess, and those yearbook ads was before Facebook came for me, and I felt like that was like a step towards Facebook. It's like the way people brag, like, oh, little Jimmy's off to school now. What a big boy! It's like
what a big boy.
I mean, I didn't even go online today like that. I bet some people wrote stuff like that. I don't know. What did you see? Did you just see one and you're like, I'm out of here? It's not the day to be on there.
Yeah.
Like, there are certain days...
That's what happened.
There are certain days where you shouldn't be on Facebook. Like, one is back to school day, Valentine's Day, and the day after Valentine's Day, also not really good days to go on Facebook. Perhaps if there's an election or the presidential election, I guess, is coming up in a couple of years.
Yeah.
When is it? It's not next year. So 2016.
You're supposed to know that more than I do since you're...
I mean, like, that's already boiling up, you know, and I remember the last political election, people were getting, like, heated up on Facebook and then, like, defriending people and stuff. It's like, dude, who cares? Like, it's, like, I know you feel passionate about those issues, but it's also, like, it's Facebook. You know, if you really feel passionate enough, like, actually go out and, like, run then, you know? Or,
yeah.
Like, or at least if you're not gonna run, like, I can see you don't want to put yourself out in the public eye like that. But at least, like, you can volunteer for the campaigns. Yeah, there's lots of things you can do to actually be more active. Rather, like, that's what gets me now is, like, everything... Like, okay, we talked a couple weeks ago about that ice bucket challenge. And then I heard that the ALS thing... Now I'm going to totally misquote it because I don't have my facts together. But I did hear that it's... I think it was either 63 or 36 because I'm... I don't know. I guess when I read the article, I was a little dyslexic, but... Only like 63% or 36% of the money raised for the ice bucket challenge actually goes to the ice bucket challenge. Which either way,
wait,
I
what
feel
does
like
that, what does that mean? Only
it's only like a portion. Let's just say, since I don't know the exact percentage.
Wait,
a
so
portion,
only so only like so it's like a Kim Kardashian thing. It's like I'm throwing a party and proceeds to this party go to like diabetes. But then, like, in the fine print, like, only 13% of the portions really go to diabetes.
Like, when Kim Kardashian auctioned off her nice clothing, only 10% of the funds actually went to tsunami relief. So she kept the other 90%.
Ah, genius.
But then the way it was... that was all in fine print. But the way it was marketed was like, oh, she's donating to, like, you know, the tsunami. Which, like, in one way, though, like, it does sound pretty low. Because it's like, oh, wow, like... Only 10% and you have millions of dollars, you're actually making more money. You're making money off tsunami.
Yeah. Genius.
But then if you think about it, then it's like, well, technically, like me personally, the only thing I did for the tsunami was download like a 99-cent song for My Chemical Romance.
What's the percentage of that proceeds went to that?
I don't know what percent actually
10%?
Went to it.
It's always 10%.
I don't know if it was 10%. It might
be like
more.
It's like an agent or like a finder's fee.
I mean, I'm sure, like, not maybe not all 99 cents went to it, but I have a feeling, like, more than 10% went to it, but I don't actually know that information. But that's all I did, and, like, that was my measly little nothing, and I actually was donating to get the song. It wasn't because I was like, oh, those poor victims. It was really more like, oh, I want to get the song. So, like, you know, but then it did feel like, oh, at least part of it, they're helping. You know, like, every little bit helps. But, like, I didn't donate, like, I bet if you added up all of her clothing sales to get that 10%,
yeah,
she probably donated more than 99 cents than I did, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, and how, who am how, I
what
to
is,
say
what,
that...
What is, what, you know, but in the ratio of their riches compared to your riches...
Mine,
you know,
is probably like 99 cents compared to all Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, like her 99
cents. So we're
like,
so we're even.
Her 99 cents is like 100 grand or something like
so,
that.
So yeah, so basically what I'm saying is technically we're even. Like, according to our financial status. So we both donated the same percentage.
Has this been the year of, like, charities and stuff
that's
like that?
That's what I was getting at. So this ALS thing, again,
ALS.
It
sounds like something else.
It was, not Parkinson's, it's,
Lou Gehrig?
Lou Gehrig, thank you. The Lou Gehrig's
Lou
disease.
Lou Gehrig's disease.
And, like, so anyway, a certain percentage, which in my opinion is low, when I first read this, I was like, what? So, like, not all the money actually goes there. I mean, honestly, I wasn't really expecting 100% to go there. Because there are, like, other funds. Like, there's other needs that organizations need to pay for.
Yeah.
You know, to keep the lights on and all that jazz. And, like, they might need to pay for, like, envelopes and all that. So I understand that. But it was like, a percentage enough that made me question it. Like, really? That all doesn't even actually go there? And then, on top of it, this article that I read had, like, the top salaries of, like, the top 10 or 15 people that work there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all, like, very, very high salaries. But apparently, from what I was told, also, they have some type of regulations, depending on, like, how much income the charity earns, and how much benefactors and all that, everything is supposed to equal out. But in my head, I'm still like, well, those top people are making, like, a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, over 100,000, sometimes 200,000.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money, like...
Or more.
Who knows how much these people are making? I mean, they're definitely not poor. Let's just put it that way. It's not just like, oh, give it to charity. You know, like, oh, well, I'm doing this for a nonprofit. You know, like, they're a nonprofit, but they're making money. You know, they're making big league money. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I have mixed reactions about that, because I did not donate to the ALS, but I did a comic strip for my Curls comic strip commentary about it. And then in the paragraph, I wrote about it, and I said, you can donate here, and I provided the link. Because I thought it was kind of shady. Also, I heard this news report on the radio that apparently, you know, all these celebrities are dumping the ice water on their head, and then now it's drilling down to, like, normal people have been challenged to do it. And it's basically, like, almost anyone can do it now. You know, there's no regulation on, like, you have to be tapped necessarily.
But is it spreading awareness? Because apparently, I'm not aware yet of what it is.
I think people do know that there is a nice bucket challenge going on. I think some people know it's for charity. And then if you break it down even further, I think some people might know it's for ALS.
Hasn't there been, like, two deaths because of this, too?
I'm sure there has.
I always hear, like, oh, another casualty. And, like, people have broken their neck from doing these ice bucket challenges.
Oh, my God.
Because it's
terrible.
It's funny, like, you know, because people try to outstunt each other. You know what I mean? So they're trying to, like, make the bigger thing, or, like, the ice coming off the sled. And I've seen girls, but, like, they, like, stand underneath, like, say, like, a treehouse or, like, their house. And someone tries to, like, dump, like, a trash can of ice below them. Like, mm-hmm. on top of them.
Yeah.
And then, like, the trash can ends up not really, like, spilling the ice, but the whole thing just drops on their head.
Oh.
And then, like, break their neck.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. That's sad.
It's not only horrible, but it is stupid.
Pretty stupid. But I've heard that, like, out of all the celebrities, apparently, Bill Gates and Charlie Sheen, #winning, were the only celebrities that actually mentioned in their video that it was for ALS, and also urged people to donate it, and, like, I guess provided, like, here's where you donate.
Are you sure?
That's what I heard.
They're the only ones?
Because
I've seen even all the wrestling ones saying it's for ALS and...
Well, maybe they're not big enough celebrities to get reported that they're...
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I've just heard, I guess, out of all the major players, only a couple have, like, announced it, like... I guess
it's like, I'm dumping ice on my head.
But, you know, that thing went totally viral.
It just went into, like, I'm challenging you.
It went totally viral, and also I think part of it is, like, I didn't click on all the videos. Like, really the only one I did see is Bill Gates, and I saw Nick Galifianakis. Those are the only people that I saw. Because, like, I don't know, I just didn't want to click on everyone's, you know? I was just like, oh, cool, I'll watch these ones.
But see, it's interesting because that was the latest viral thing, right?
Yeah.
And then just recently, the biggest other next viral thing is all the naked photos of the celebrities that got released. And that's great, too, because, you know, if you think about it, that is the next wave of what should happen in this media. It's like someone is planning, someone wanted to derail this ice bucket challenge, right? So, yeah. Of course, like, the only thing that can derail an ice, like, this big viral challenge is the go-to naked combo breaker is naked celebrities. And, of course, Jennifer Lawrence, you know, was caught in the wave of that.
See, now, what I don't understand...
Did you already see those? You probably already saw them.
I didn't see the full nude one. I saw a censored one.
It's fine.
And I don't need to, like, see the full nipple,
but you,
I guess.
But you know, but you see nipples all the time.
But the thing with the Jennifer Lawrence thing, okay,
it's
honestly...
It's not just Jennifer Lawrence, though. It's like Aubrey Plaza. It's,
really?
It's like Mary Elizabeth Winstead. It's Kirsten Dunst. It's like all these
everybody.
All these other people. And
I say something first about the... what's her face? The first one that we mentioned that I was just about to talk about.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, Jennifer Lawrence. I do really have to say, honestly, I've already seen her naked. She's Mystique.
No, but...
If you have some type of imagination...
If you have imagination, but she's wearing a wetsuit the whole time, so she's actually completely covered up.
Exactly, that's true.
It's not how Rebecca Romijn Stamos did. Rebecca Romijn Stamos was naked, but Jennifer Lawrence is wearing, like, a wetsuit like how surfers wear a wetsuit.
But, like, I have an imagination, so I can, like, see how her body shape is.
But if you think about it, then, of course, then it's like any movie you've seen with Jennifer Lawrence, if you have a great imagination, because if you look at, like, how she was dressed in American Hustle... If you know what I mean? Like, all these
things. Yeah, like, honestly, like, truthfully, I haven't seen...
A bikini, for Christ's
sake. I haven't seen all of her nudie photos. I just saw, like, a couple that had, like, whatever, like, a sticker over the nipple or whatever, a little logo or something somebody was trying to promote on it.
It's interesting. But, it's interesting because, like, while, you know, like, when we, Jess and I were doing the Mickey Mallory show and we had our roadies yesterday with two girls, one actually looks like Emma Stone and one's like a punk rocker. But they're like, we were talking about that. They're like, oh my God, what? Jennifer Lawrence naked? And they like took out their phones super fast and looked at it.
And they wanted to look.
And they wanted to look at it. So it's like it really is a universal thing that everyone
thing
wants to see Jennifer
like,
Lawrence
honestly,
naked.
I actually did not want to see it.
But it's
I really don't care.
But I'm thinking about like the world. That is the world. Those, you know, those are people.
But
they're just like, see, they're girls. That's why I brought that up. They're girls, and they wanted to see it. They're like, oh my God, Jennifer Lawrence naked. Let's go judge her, I guess. And they're like, oh yeah, she has okay boobs. You know, there's the first thing that comes out. It's like, yeah, you know, like the critique really hits hard at the same time. And then they're like critiquing the poses, like why is she sticking her butt out like that and stuff like that.
Really?
That's really what people
see,
come
now,
down to.
What I don't understand.
Not saying that those two girls are like that. They're awesome that they're our roadies.
Also, then
funny.
The other feedback too is that people on Twitter were like, oh, this is a sex crime. Anyone who looks this up, you know, don't contribute to like the bad, you know, stuff that's going around on the internet.
Yeah, and let's go and
don't pry on women.
Yeah, but all those people who are saying stuff like that, they're looking for their own self-praise. Because you know what? In all truth, they're on the internet too, and they knew about it, and they probably already looked at it. You know what I mean? So those people that are already saying, like, you're a Putin in this next subcrime, it's like, shut the fuck
up.
Wait,
so what celebrities got nailed on that?
I mean, Jennifer Lawrence is like the major one.
Because she had like 5 or 6 pictures I saw.
No, there's more. Oh, yeah, Kate Upton too. Kate Upton, that model.
Oh, I would actually like to see Kate Upton naked.
Yeah,
maybe.
I mean, she has big boobs.
Was her boobs good?
I mean, they're big.
Were they nice?
I don't think anyone's boobs that are on there look bad.
See, there you go. So then they're representing themselves in a beautiful way.
But here's the thing.
But the thing is that it's unauthorized.
They're not making money off of it. But here's the thing.
Everyone gets a look.
And here's the thing I was talking to Jessica about yesterday, well, before we performed, was that, like, I was like... Because you know how this got leaked was like it was on the cloud and you know people hacked into it and so they because
how
you know
does that happen?
Because you know whenever you take a photo on your phone, it also gets backed up somewhere in the universe of phones, like the cloud or whatever it was.
So some guy that works at Verizon was like, "Oh man, that looks like Jennifer Lawrence." What if he's just like sitting in a back room, just monitoring it?
Because remember,
and
like,
then he's like, "Damn, it's Jennifer Lawrence."
Because I
just takes those photos.
I remember even on my T-Mobile, I would take a photo or I'll download a photo. And then also, I can see those same photos online. But in my head, I'm like, so how did you get my photos from my physical phone, but how are they already online? See, there's already a backup to a backup to a backup. That's just how things work. So in my head, and that's what I was talking about. The first thing I turned to Jess and I was just like, who the fuck is still taking naked photos of themselves on their phone? You know, and then sending it out. Like, don't they know that, yes, they will... You're not free in this land.
That's like...
If you're on a contract, you're on a phone, someone's going to own that shit.
That's my question, too. It's like... And I'm not trying to say that they shouldn't take photos necessarily or, like, judge them necessarily to be like, oh, why was she taking photos? But at the same time, like, seriously, I'm like... Who are they sending this to? I mean, obviously, it's like some type of booty call.
No, yeah, that's definitely what it is. They're sending it to each other in the what Mary Elizabeth Wanstead said. She made a statement of like, these photos were taken when me and my husband, you know, and they should never have gotten out. You know, they're all like posed too. It's like someone else is taking the photo,
but they're
taking it themselves. So it's not like, these are not sniper photos, you know?
Yeah, obviously they took the photos themselves. But, like, is this a common thing, though? Like, maybe I'm just out of it because I haven't taken any, like, selfie nudie photos of myself.
Yeah,
like,
it is a I even remember in college that, like, my roommate Carlos would have, you know, that's just that all types of college people and guys were, like, girls are sending photos of each other.
But is it, like, that easy?
You have a phone, you have another phone, people are just like, check out them tits, you know?
No, but, like, here's the thing. Maybe it's just me, but, like, I can see myself taking, like, a bikini picture, you know, to be like, oh, here's my bikini, yeah, and I'm hot or whatever.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't have a problem.
But then, like, full-on nude, like, I'm like, dude, I can't imagine, like, tweeting. I can't imagine, like, texting that out to anybody.
Yeah, because even, like, Hayley Williams had one. I mean, all this stuff, like...
Basically, everybody has a nudie photo of them somewhere on the cloud.
If you have it on your, if you have the stupid idea of shooting a photo on your phone and thinking that can't get into it, you're wrong. If there's a signal, the trip goes both ways. You know, remember that the only way to shut down your phone is to take out the battery, and now we have it impossible to freaking take out a battery, don't we?
Yeah.
See,
it makes me miss
perfect.
My old phone now.
It's
perfect. Not like I had anything incriminating on there, but I could easily just take out the battery, no problem.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
Now my thing is like a tank.
Well, that's the thing I was saying. I was like, listen, what the hell? Why are you taking a photo of yourself on your phone?
It's actually kind of dumb.
But if you think about it now, it's like, well, there's no way to get around that. It's like, if you are a girl and you're trying to like court like a guy, or a guy's like want a naked photo of you, it's like, what are you going to do? Send it on your phone or send it through email? You can't. There's no other way around it. If a girl really wants to show show off nakedness to a guy or to a girl, it's like you thought the phone was a safe way, but you can't do that now because now you know it's going somewhere else. So what is the solution to this?
But also, is it not really worth, like, your word of courting? Is that the modern day courting? Like, back in the olden days, like, courting would actually be like ringing somebody's doorbell and like giving them flowers and being like, let's go out on a date.
Yeah, but no one exists, like, in physical form anymore.
Well, what I'm saying now is that like, whatever, for your term of courting, like, I think that's kind of lame, like, that's how it goes down. Like, guys are like, yo, send me your tits. I'll see if I want them. You know, it's like, I don't know, man.
But you know,
just,
it's not really...
does that even turn people on? Like, to me,
yeah,
honestly,
but
that's not a new...
It's not a new thing. That's like, you know, people even post, like, naked photos of themselves up on Craigslist. You know, it's just
It's like an advertisement. Be like, here's the goods.
It's like they just have these images stocked up on their phone. Because, like, that's the only way... That's their only... Like, they have to take a selfie of themselves in a naked form to make sure they look good. It's like a mirror is not good enough. They gotta take the phone photo and get the right pose.
Like, personally, I think it's weird. Like, I really do. Like, maybe I'm just, like, an old-fashioned person or something, but it's, like, I don't want to, even with, like, reverse way, maybe this is, like, everyone wants to see, like, the boobies, but, like, I don't want to see picture of some guy's junk.
Well, like, there's no pictures of guys' junk in this leak, so.
So, but that's what I'm saying. Where are the guys?
Well,
and
no
I know,
to, no
but I know
to see
guys
the junk.
Do that. I know,
no.
But guys do that.
Yeah, it's stupid as fuck.
Because I remember, like, at one of my previous jobs, like, Pete Wentz, the guitarist of, what's that group? I can't remember. The guy that was married to Ashley Simpson. I forgot the band's name.
Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, Fall Out Boy, that bassist. He, like, put a picture of him, like, lounging in bed with his massive cock hanging out. And I remember we all, like, looked around and we're like, oh my god, look at how big it is or something. And it was, like, a blatant thing that was basically like, yeah, that's him. Like, it was like a well-done photograph of that. Like,
he was just a well-done photograph.
He was just, like, lying on the bed.
It's a photo shoot. It was a Playgirl shoot.
It almost looked like that type of setup, though. It wasn't just, like, hand down my pants.
So he was trying.
Yeah, he was actually, like, legitimately trying to be like, oh, look, I'm here in bed waiting for you. Here's my cock. You know, like...
Here it is, ladies.
Like, it pretty much was like that. But in my head, I was like...
Who shot it?
I don't know. Maybe he had a timer on it or something.
Probably had a timer then.
But it was like, I remember, like, it was nicely done, I guess. Like, I was like, oh, wow. Like, we're just at work. And that was the same year that Britney was getting out of her car. Britney Spears was getting out of her car and had her pussy hanging out.
Vagina car?
Yeah, the vagina car. Like, that was that same year.
I think that was the vagina incident.
That was when a lot of that first started popping out that year. I don't know what year that was. Maybe 2004, 2005? No, maybe 2005? Yeah, like, that was when a lot of that, maybe 2007, I'm not really sure, but that was when a lot of that incidents started happening that weren't on cell phone. They were just, well, maybe the Pete Wentz one was, but I'm like, in my head, but I was like, how does that even get out? Like, I don't know, like, I don't know, man. I just, and then we had, remember that senator or congressman named Anthony Weiner?
Yeah.
Convenient name there. But he, like, tweeted his out. But I'm like, why would you publicly tweet that? I guess he didn't know how to use Twitter, but it's like, hey, everybody, look at my wiener. But it's like, I don't... See, that's what I don't understand, like, the courting of it. Like, you call it courting.
I mean, I was choosing a word, but that seems to be the best word.
I mean, it's modern-day courting, I guess, but it's like, to me, I think it's odd. Like, men or women... Like, first of all, I don't want to wake up in the morning, even if I, like, really like this guy, and then I'm like, oh, send me... pictures or whatever. I don't know. I would never ask for that, first of all. But even if some guy was...
Show me the cock!
Even if some guy was to, like, you know, message me a picture of his dick, I would, like, not actually want it. I seriously, even if it was, like, a guy I liked, like John Stamos or something, was like, here's a picture of my Greek sausage, and I'm like...
It's a very difficult photo. It's a very difficult image to make look of, like... I don't know. There's too many shapes involved.
Okay, here's a question for you, since you said every picture you take goes in the cloud. So let's say somebody's, like, trying to get a perfect selfie nudie out there. Like, and they take, like, 20 pictures of different angles, and, like, only one looks good, and they delete the other ones. Does that mean that the other ones are still there somewhere?
I'd like to think that they're somewhere in there, out there.
So, like if you're, you know, setting yourself up for your nude picture, and, like, let's say you take one and it's not very flattering, which I can see happening... That's still there somewhere.
Because maybe the process is that one image, you know, you take an image and then it gets saved in the two spots, but it gets deleted. But if you delete it on your phone, it just gets deleted on your phone.
That's what's crazy to me, though.
Yeah, but it's that's like, genius at the same time.
So basically, you can get, like, all these semi-bad pictures of, like, nudies out there.
Yeah.
That's crazy. They're not, you know.
See, this is what I was thinking about before. I was like, everyone's talking about how, oh, we should all have it on the cloud. It's all be stored up there. In this gigantic cloud, it's all this stuff I've always written about in the Black Magic Tales comics, where I'm just like, well, someone hacks into that shit, it's over, man. You know?
But that's crazy, too, because how could this hacker get all the pictures of celebrities? Like, how did he have access to those accounts?
Well, that's the real question. I mean, they wouldn't be a hacker if they figured it out.
Or are they, like, I don't know why I'm hitting on Verizon, but are they, like, certain
Well, they have the most service everywhere.
Are they, like, Verizon or T-Mobile or Sprint or whatever? Just, like, is there some guy out there that's just, like, cruising through everyone's photos trying to find, like, Jennifer Lawrence nudies? Like, I don't know. I don't know, man.
I mean, there is a security thing that should happen with that. You're not supposed to be doing that, but you break the security.
Well, they have some person.
Because, like, there's, of course, people, you know, on Facebook and any other website and Gmail and all that stuff. There's all those passwords. There's people who hold those passwords, but the security and the trust, they're not supposed to give that away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or else how is it being saved? Because if that password gets saved on your computer, that's going to get archived somewhere on your computer. Every time you type in anything, it gets saved somewhere. You know what I mean? So that's someone's job.
That's crazy, though.
That's the internet. That's the world. That's why all the stupid shit that people are posting, it's going to be lived there forever.
Oh.
Even the mistakes, even when they go to edit something. Remember, you're on Facebook, you can now view the edit. It's like, okay, now that current post doesn't even matter if you can see what it used to say.
You can actually view the edit?
Yeah, that's what it says.
No, it just says edited.
Yeah, edited. You can click on that.
Oh, and then you can click on that and see the original?
I believe so.
Because I've used the edited a couple times because I, like, misspelled something or, like, I forgot to add, like, you know, ED at the end or something. Like, edit, ED, edited, you know, like, so, ugh, man, the internet.
Oh, that's what I assume. I've never actually gone back, but why have something that says history onto it if you can't?
What if you
history?
Delete the whole thing?
Sure, just delete the whole thing then.
I know, but can somebody go back?
This is why it's so stupid when I see...
Can somebody go back and be like, oh, see deleted items?
You know, it's like I was just viewing a picture on Facebook today of Queenie Von Curves, and she was like, you know, it's a shot of her boobs, but she's like, just got this new necklace in by blah, 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 designer. And then, like, of course, I was like, you know what? What's the most obvious thing some dude can say? It's like, oh, I didn't even notice the necklace. I really didn't notice it. You know what I mean? It's so... It's like, gosh...
Somebody
like,
wrote
damn.
That.
Damn! Someone literally wrote that. Some guy literally wrote that, and it's like, and it's not the fact that was not the first time I've seen it. That's like I've seen that same type of line everywhere, every time. Anything. Oh, I didn't even notice the outfit. Oh man, was I supposed to be looking at that thing? Oh man, I didn't see that. It's like, dude, you live on the internet. You're not supposed to type your thoughts. You know, you don't type.
No, people
you don't type
do
now. You don't type, right? You're not supposed to type.
No, people
type
do.
Or like. Those are hiccups. You have time to not write that. You have time to edit, but no. Dot dot dot.
People
like,
don't
dot,
have
dot,
any
dot.
Filter now.
No, but what I'm saying is that they
hashtag
don't, they,
no filter.
It's not filtered. They don't have any intelligence about that.
I mean, but also people.
Oh, I really didn't see. I just saw
like
your boobs.
Word,
I really didn't see your boobs.
Like it's like considered a voice now that they can be like, oh, you wrote in your voice. How
yeah.
Intelligent.
Everyone has the same shit, but I still think it's like ridiculous. That's getting recorded. It's like oh, it's a photo. You really didn't see the necklace. You know what I mean? It's just such an obvious douche thing.
I don't know how I feel about all this.
But maybe that's what
that's
what she's asking for. You know, who knows? Maybe of course that's the most blatant comment, easy comment that someone can make.
But like about the nude photos, selfies, nudies, like. I don't know how I feel about it, because, like, part of me is, like, you know, what if... I'm not saying it's right or wrong or whatever, but I'm just saying,
well, it's
like,
wrong to steal, and it's wrong to post anything that's not wanted. In my eyes, it's...
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think whoever posted
Without permission, it's wrong.
Well,
to me, that's wrong.
The whole thing how I found out about it, actually, was it was a headline that said, Perez Hilton apologizes for nudie photos. For putting up nudie photos. And so then... Like, they said, millions of stars, photos, nudie. And then, like, I clicked on that because it was, like, talking about a journalist who got in trouble for the nude photos. So then I was like, oh, he got in trouble for that? And I was like, wait, did he put them up first? And then I was, like, confused about what was going on. And so then I clicked the next link, and they were like, oh, Jennifer, whatever. What's her last name?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Lawrence. I don't know her name. Jennifer Lawrence, like, they're like, oh, here's the pictures. And so I, like, looked at some of them, but I didn't want to keep looking because I was like, I don't really care.
It was actually a really a legit thing that you could not miss, too. It's like, you couldn't really go through any internet or headlines without saying,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Jennifer Lawrence naked. It's like, damn. Just like, how's the world not going to see her naked?
And
that's
also,
what probably
like,
sucks for her.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is, though,
the thing is, Jennifer Lawrence, if you're listening, I actually really don't care. Like, I saw a couple of your photos and like, yeah, that's, you know, whatever you did that. And like, if unfortunately that's out in the world and I'm sorry that had to be like probably a little bit humiliating for you. But
well, it's also
but,
like it wasn't the right time. It wasn't under her guidance.
Yeah.
Now you lose money if you were to pose for this or any
but
other
also,
thing.
But also, like,
you know?
I will say, like, you know, like you have, I guess, a good body, you know, like you don't like you're still a top star of this year and last year, you know. So like you know, it's one of those things like I guess you can always be used as like the role model for like, oh, this happened to you, you know, like unfortunately it will go down in history books as like she's the first major actress to have like a whole bunch of nude shots on the internet.
The first
but she's
major
not,
actress?
I mean, because who else has had like all those shots online?
I don't know. People have been looking for the ScarJo ones were there too.
Did she get hacked?
Yeah, that was a hack.
When?
Oh, any naked photo like that that's released, it's sort of going to be a hack.
But do you think that they're out on purpose? Like, or what, you know, like the Kim Kardashian porn tape, was that out on purpose?
I mean,
just to be like, oh, she's a star now.
I'd like if it was going to be on purpose, it would have been, you know.
I'm just saying,
but like, who knows?
Jennifer Lawrence, if you're listening, I'm just saying, like, I'm sorry this had to happen to you, and I actually do not really care
now
for looking at it.
Now the Seth MacFarlane song is true. We have seen her boobs.
We see your boobs. But, like, I did click to investigate.
To see
but
her boobs?
No, not to see. I did not really care about seeing it. I was just seeing what was going on in the news story. It was more of just like, oh, wait, what? Perez Hilton's in trouble for putting up these images? But also, in my head, I'm like, Perez Hilton should have probably never done that, because he's supposedly supposed to be friends with these people. Like, you always see him at, like, E! And, like, all these events. Perez Hilton is, like, you know, even though he does report on, like, all the shady, dumb stuff that celebrities do, like, he's supposed to be, like, friends with Jennifer Lawrence, you know? Like, so, I mean,
Can you really be friends with press?
You're not really supposed to be friends with the press, but he's supposed to be, like, the friendlier one. The one that's like, oh, this is, like, some cool blogger guy. You know, like, he's always, like, friendly with everyone, but if he starts, I guess that's why he took the pictures down. And yeah, he apologized, but it's like
legal action too.
But also it's like, dude, why did you even put that up? That's why I clicked. It wasn't because I wanted to see her naked, you know. It wasn't like, oh wow, she's nude, I want to see that. Like, I really don't care. And actually, the pictures I saw, she looked, I mean, I don't know, just looked like, it looked like any other girl off the internet anyway.
No, there's really only one Jennifer Lawrence.
I don't know, I'm just saying, like, unfortunately,
that's the one thing that's different, is that there's only one Jennifer Lawrence, and then there's just girls on the internet.
But it did look, I mean, yeah, she's Jennifer Lawrence, but, like, it looked like, you know, girls on the internet. That's what it is. That's what half
the internet
like, is.
It didn't look like girls on the internet. That's Jennifer Lawrence.
It definitely was her.
There's also stuff of her on set, too. So that's, like, of, like, trying on, like, the wardrobe and, like, seeing how it looks.
But, like, I don't know, man. I feel sorry that it happened to her, but then I'm also like, man, people need to be protective.
Well, it also, like, sucks because, like, in a way, it's like she is out under. It's fine if you're like, oh, you're an adult actress, or you're like a, like, you're just known as a sex symbol or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But also,
those are her personal photos.
But what I'm trying to say is that, like, when your genre is like just to look hot for, like, guys or people like that, you know what I mean? Well, that's what you're really known for.
Mm-hmm.
But she has
an Oscar.
She has an Oscar. She is what's it called? She is an all ages star. You know, because you go from American Hustle, then you have X-Men, and then you also have the Catching Fire, whatever that series franchise.
Games?
Yeah, she has the Hunger Games, and that's for younger kids.
I don't think Hunger Games is for younger kids.
Well, it's not younger kids, but that's, you know, it's not adult.
Tweens.
You know what I mean? So it's you're in that world.
But, like, there's a whole bunch of girls that age that are posing and or even doing worse, so I don't know, man.
Yeah, but those girls,
I just think that
those girls who do that are probably not trying to be what Jennifer Lawrence was trying to be.
Oh, it's unfortunate,
you know what I mean?
That it happened to her.
Like, usually to me, like,
then,
nude at that point is like a just, you're like, what else have I done, how can I market it more myself, you know what I mean? That's like a last ditch effort sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate that it
at least in that genre, I'm not saying for other people.
Yeah. But, I mean, I just don't like also the shaming of, like, if you looked at those pictures, then you're a sex pervert and all this stuff. And I'm
yeah.
like, I didn't actually want to look at that. I was just seeing what the news story
all these
was.
People doing the guilt trip at the same time. It's like, of course, because you've already seen them first. So now you feel self-righteous to tell people no. You know? It's like, come on.
But that's the world we live in now. Unfortunately, we have to be protective. And, like, I wouldn't advise any girl to take a nude shot for any guy.
I just think,
like,
it's
not even worth to catch a guy like that. Like, it's if you want to have a real relationship with a guy, he needs to, like, respect you. And if you're gonna have, like, nudity time, you should have it in the privacy of your own home. Like, I really don't think you should be sending nudie pictures to your husband. Like, I don't know. Even what if your husband's, like, off in the Middle East, like, fighting war, and then you're like, oh, here's a picture of my boob, you know, keep going, you know, like, maybe that motivates him to, like, do well and come home, you know.
Well, but the real question to me is to now it sort of just compromises all the trust that we have in the cloud and all that stuff, because it's like putting all your eggs in one basket type deal. It's like, well, now there's one source, you know what I mean?
And all it takes is one person. I want to know who this one person is that, like, found all these things.
Maybe it's not just one person. Remember they said they were targeted. They were targeted. Like, it was like trying to look for Al-Qaeda. The celebrities were targeted for their nakedness. Can you imagine that? There's like a gang or a group with a list of targeting all these people trying to get naked photos of them.
It's called the boob ring.
Yeah, the boob ring. That's what it is.
It's instead of brilling ring, it's boob ring.
Boob ring.
That's messed up, man. I don't know. That's why, like, I wouldn't want that level of fame in a way. To, like, you can't even have pictures on your phone. People want everything from you. Sorry, Jennifer Lawrence.
What about Kate Upton?
Sorry, Kate Upton.
Well, she already had, like, wet t-shirt pics and stuff anyway.
I know, that probably wasn't, like, if anything, that probably helped her career, but...
If anything, now it's the end, because we've already seen her naked, so now it's like, what else do we need to see now? You know what I mean?
Because
isn't sexy that point of, like, before nudity? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I almost see something.
Do you think they could, like, still do Playboy and make money?
Sure, of course. Like, Playboy's the one offering.
I mean, I don't know. Like, if it's already out there, then maybe Jennifer Lawrence should just be like, if Playboy gives her an offer, she'd just be like, okay.
Nah.
I don't know.
Why do we have to share it?
I feel like Playboy isn't even, like, a bad thing anymore.
No, but what I'm saying, like, in that case, why do we have to share? It's like, oh, it's Playboy, you can do this. It's like, yeah, well, those are things that are sort of, like, crucial for, like, personal well-being. If you share that, what else do you have to share with other people, you know?
It's all you're good for.
That's all you're good for. That's how we're going to end the show. It's all you're good for, naked. That's all you're good for. Just stand there and look hot. Well, thanks everybody for listening to the show. I hope you had a stand-up good time. Remember to not take naked photos of yourself on your phone. Take it with another camera that can't be connected or be driven to the cloud. I don't know what the solution is. I have no idea what the solution is. There's no way. Just take naked photos in your brain, in your imaginary brain. But this show is brought to you by Astray Productions. Check them out at Astray Productions, astrayproductions.com. Check out my work at joecarabello.com. Also, goastray.tumblr.com. Also, check out my films at one-shots.com. Check me out. I also might be having a couple music tour dates. We'll keep you noted on that. Also, check out Carolyn's comic strip every Monday at curls-studio.com/curls. Anything else, Carolyn?
Don't take nudie pictures.
That's right. Don't. What?
Hashtag selfie.
Hashtag.
I've never done a selfie.
Keep control of your naked photos, ladies. Keep control. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Be excellent to each other. See you, Carolyn.
Adios.